Hello and welcome to what I'm hoping to be a Halloween release of Cryptids Folklore or More, a podcast where we discuss whether cryptids are purely folklore or more. We've got a very interesting topic for the audience with this one. In this episode, we will break a bit from tradition as we won't be discussing a particular cryptid, but trying to answer the question in the title. Aside from cryptozoology, I also hold an interest in the topic of ufology and extraterrestrial life, and I've always thought that stories of encounters with alien beings such as the Greys are certainly reminiscent of some stories people have had with cryptids. Is there any overlap between these topics? According to discourse I've read online, many believe that aliens can't fall under the definition of cryptids, and this made me wonder, why is that? What exactly defines a cryptid when brought out of the confines of Earth? And could some of these stories be of cryptids since their true nature isn't entirely known? Trying to answer this question came to me when doing research for another cryptid case to do an episode on. I stumbled on a case discussing an encounter with beings in rural Kentucky in the mid-1950s, beings that were given the name of the Hopkinsville Goblins. Seeing something described as goblin-like certainly piqued my interest, and I discovered through further reading that many dubbed these beings as potentially extraterrestrial in origin, which halted me in my tracks, as I know there's contention over the consideration of aliens as cryptids. For example, the Reddit page for cryptozoology doesn't allow posts about aliens, and me not wanting to step on the toes of alien enthusiasts, which I myself have an interest in as well. In this episode, I've decided to discuss why aliens would or would not fall under the umbrella of cryptozoology. Whether or not one could consider aliens to be cryptids requires a revisit of the definition of a cryptid. According to Bernard Heuvelmans, who is considered to be the father of cryptozoology and someone who we discussed in episode 1 of this podcast, a cryptid is an animal whose existence is unknown and only supported by circumstantial or testimonial evidence. Myself, being such a layman on what an animal is, was ready to consider aliens to be animals and cryptids, because why not? They are alive and probably complex in their biological makeup. But what is an animal exactly? Not even every living thing on Earth is considered an animal when you look at the members of the animal kingdom. For example, plants, fungi, bacteria, archaea, protists, and viruses are not considered animals. So if we think of cryptids as just terrestrial animals, does that mean that even these beings on Earth aren't technically cryptids? I'm not very aware of many virus or plant cryptids either, but pretty much everything else would be considered an animal, including humans. That's right, your pet plant or amoeba is not an animal, in case you didn't know. So does that mean that theoretically, animals could exist on other planets and be considered cryptids? As I would have said had I not delved deeper into this topic for a clear-cut answer. Before going further to justify an answer to the initial question, it's important to note that the five current kingdoms of life are the animal, plant, fungi, protist, and monera kingdoms, and this system of classification was proposed by North American ecologist Robert Whittaker in 1969. The usage of the adjective current there was intentional. You see, these kingdoms were created under the presumption of earthly origins and historical earthly environmental conditions. At the end of the day, the Earth is one of a kind, and each of the five kingdoms of life evolved from Earth's unique temperature, water amount, elemental makeup, and all of the other factors that allowed such a wide array of living things to develop on this planet. What I mean to say is that the classification system that defines what animals are is based on the life forms that exist on our planet and their shared characteristics, with no consideration for potential life on other celestial bodies at this time, and many consider cryptids to only be animals of earthly origin. If alien life is ever truly officially discovered, it's very likely the current system will become outdated and would need a revision. When we find life on another planet, a whole new kingdom of life would have to likely be created for that planet, a kingdom separate from Earth's. As a theoretical example, all known living things on Earth use carbon as their primary building block. It is the most abundant element on Earth, and likely all new discovered beings on Earth will continue to be carbon-based. But it's been proposed as a possibility that this could not be the case for theoretical life on other planets. Since the true nature of potential alien life can't be known at the moment, one can't accurately describe them as animals or belonging to any of the kingdoms of life on Earth. And if we assume that cryptids are of earthly origin, we have to describe them and theorize about them based on the criteria used for these kingdoms of life that define Earth's living beings. So, the true nature of potential alien life can't be known at the moment, and they could be argued as not being cryptid due to the fact that they might not be from Earth. We don't understand enough about them. Perhaps cryptozoology will have to revisit this definition if humans ever develop colonies away from the Earth and become a space-faring species. Perhaps at that point in the future, there will start being strange, unconfirmed reports of purported creatures on other planets, like we currently have on Earth, with the gallery of characters discussed on this show so far. It's also a possibility that stories of little green men and flying saucers are even earthly in origin, but it starts to become more unfocused once we start mixing cryptozoology with potential ufology and astrobiology topics. As of right now, cryptozoology primarily focuses on the study of animals that are rumored to exist on Earth, but have not been scientifically proven. But it's also a topic of debate. I encourage the audience to think about this for yourself. Some cryptozoology enthusiasts may embrace the idea of investigating all unexplained life forms and may only view a cryptid as any type of unexplained life form, plant or animal, while others prefer to maintain a strict focus on earthbound animals. Regardless, it demonstrates a broader interest in the unknown. Pondering this topic also exposes the fact that cryptozoology as a whole can be seen as a poorly defined pseudoscience that might require a clearer definition going forward. For example, sometimes in his writings, Hoevelmans referred to cryptozoological subjects as animals, but would also use broader terms like species or not ethno-known at other times. Even his own logic of what is and isn't a cryptid was seemingly random at times. The field is a bit unfocused as a result. It's not just aliens, too. If one dives deep enough into the cryptid community, other topics of contention are the Wendigo, the Jersey Devil, and Mothman, with some considering them to be cryptids and some not. People seemingly decide for themselves what's a cryptid, and there's no official scholarly body in the field of cryptozoology to stop them. I would be curious to hear what other people's thoughts are on this. Should cryptozoology become a bit more focused, or do we think that everyone just decides for themselves? I think the fact that pop culture really overtook maybe the original intentions Hoevelmans had for cryptozoology plays a factor into that. So that was just something I wanted to talk about. I mean, I guess I personally wouldn't consider aliens to be cryptids. I would say they should be a separate field, but I know some people just consider any unknown life to be a cryptid. So that brings us to the end of another episode of Cryptids Folklore or More, a bit of a shorter episode. Thank you to all the listeners, like always. You can contact the podcast with feedback or suggestions at cryptidsfolkloreormore@gmail.com. That's all one word. I would be curious to hear the takes of others on the topic discussed in this episode. Also follow the Facebook page, TikTok, and whatever else we have. Once again, thanks for listening to this different kind of episode. And of course, unlike cryptids, don't stay hidden. Till next time.